This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the latest news stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. France will start easing coronavirus lockdown rules in the coming weeks, carrying out the process in three stages to avoid a new flare-up in the pandemic, the government said on Sunday. On Tuesday, President Emmanuel Macron will give a speech to the nation about the virus situation and may announce a partial relaxation of rules which have been in place since October 30th. South Korea's capital, Seoul, and nearby areas will close bars and nightclubs, limit religious gatherings, and restrict service at restaurants in a bid to contain a third wave of infections, the health minister said Sunday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 330 new daily coronavirus cases as of midnight on Saturday, a drop from 386 reported the day before, but the fifth straight day of more than 300 new cases. Dubai's health regulator said Sunday that children aged between 3 and 16 could now be tested for COVID-19 by providing a saliva sample instead of the widely used nasal swab. The saliva test had been permitted following a research study by the regulator and a local university, the Dubai Health Authority said on Twitter. Moderna will charge governments between $25 and $37 per dose of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate, depending on the amount ordered, the company's chief executive told a German newspaper. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued emergency use authorization for Regeneron Pharmaceuticals' COVID-19 antibody therapy. It's an experimental treatment given to U.S. President Donald Trump that he said helped cure him of the disease. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday he was ready to work with any U.S. leader and would congratulate whoever emerges the winner of the U.S. presidential election once all the legal formalities are settled. This is what Russian news agencies are reporting. Putin has withheld comment while President Donald Trump has been taking legal action regarding votes cast for rival Joe Biden in the November 3rd presidential election. On state TV, the Russian president said, "We will work with anyone who has the trust of the American people." He went on to say that the winner must be named either by the opposing party, which should acknowledge the victory of their opponent, or after the final results of the election are confirmed in a legitimate legal way. And we should add that VOA has projected Joe Biden as the winner. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said on Sunday that his country will lead international efforts to combat climate change. He said this in comments on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Suga has already said that Japan will aim for net zero emissions by 2050, making a green society one of his key policy priorities. He added that addressing climate change is not a constraint on economic growth and that Japan will lead international society in realizing a decarbonized world. Under international pressure to do more to address global warming, Chinese President Xi Jinping told the G20 that China would implement its own initiatives, including achieving carbon neutrality by 2060. Japanese lawmakers on Thursday declared a climate emergency in a symbolic vote aimed at increasing pressure for action to combat global warming after Japan last month committed its firm timetable for net zero emissions. Japan is the world's fifth biggest carbon emitter. With this vote, it joins Britain, Canada, and France in similar resolutions, as well as the European Union as a bloc and nearly 2,000 regional and city authorities around the world. China plans to launch an unmanned spacecraft to the moon this week. Its mission is to bring back lunar rocks in the first attempt by any nation to retrieve samples from Earth's moon since the 1970s. The spacecraft is named after the ancient Chinese goddess of the moon and will seek to collect material that can help scientists understand more about the moon's origins and formation. The mission will also test China's ability to remotely acquire samples from space ahead of more complex missions. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.